Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just one more day, one more fake allegation and trumped up teases put out the headlines by the mainstream media. This time they're alleging that, we've got you now, Pete Hegseth. There's an independent investigation that shows you might have put national security at risk when you used Signal to talk to other people about a strike that was ongoing. The only reason is that a reporter was included in it, and the reporter could have posted that information in the public, which then, of course, would have broken the law had he done that. Let's point that out. A lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas here. Have you picked up on that this morning as you've listened to this reporting? It could have caused problems. It didn't. Is the point, is it didn't. So you got one more case of the mainstream media going nuts this morning claiming, we almost got him. And it's the same thing you've heard again and again and again since last January when they're just so convinced they've destroyed Pete Hegseth or they've destroyed Kash Patel, and they haven't, and they won't. And I love to see them running around in circles. If you watched the CBS Morning News this morning, they've got a report on there claiming, you know, that Trump's pardon of Henry Cuellar overnight was unprecedented. Have they not gone back in presidential history and looked at some of the characters who've been pardoned by presidents, including drug runners and people with political connections to the Clintons? And I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. Some of the people Obama pardoned, and he pardoned a sitting Democratic congressman, and they're mad at him for it. Now, Cuellar really, you know, thumbed his nose at Biden's immigration policies, and the Democrats didn't like him because of that. So he's now got a full pardon, and it wasn't with an auto pen because the president has canceled all of those. Now, legally, I'm sure there will be challenges, but we'll chat about that with Shannon Bream when we get her on here in just a few minutes, because she's going to be joining us at about 20 after the hour. So we still got lots to get to. Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins, and of course, we've got some tickets to give away to Guns N' Roses. I'm not going to call it Guns N' Hoses anymore.
Don't say that, Mark. You know you'll screw it up again probably tomorrow.
Guns N' Hoses stuck in my head, but it's the band, not the boxing competition that benefits Backstoppers. And they're coming to town next August, which will be more confusing because by next August, we'll be talking about Guns N' Hoses again as they start to sell tickets, I think, August 1st or something like that. We'll get to all that for you still ahead. Right now, we want to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
They have a representative, Ilhan Omar. She shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that. And she should be thrown the hell out of our country.
Yeah, how about that? The president not mincing any words yesterday about Ilhan Omar, talked about her alleged marriage to her brother at one point. He was giving him hell. He was in rare form yesterday.
I think there's a broader narrative that we have to address. That is, we have to be more culturally normal. We have to be a little less judgmental.
Well, Gavin Newsom giving Democrats the blueprint they need to win another election, another national election. I got an answer for you. It's get rid of the Democratic socialists who've taken over your party, Gavin. It's pretty simple.
You did not agree with their characterization of why they were being put to this. And it would seem that the obvious way to refute that was to say we had 100 complaints.
But you didn't. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, chewed up and spit out the attorney trying to defend the persecution by the state of New Jersey of a pro-life pregnancy center. Zero complaints, but the state went after them because they were pro-life. We're going to talk that over with Shannon Bream coming up here in just a minute.
They were forced to accept Trump.
Yeah.
And in May or June of last year, Miriam Adelson made the check out to Trump, and Elon went behind Trump, and Tim Mellon, the banker, all these people eventually went behind Trump, and Trump effectively sold out. Like that, it could not be more clear. He took.
Yeah, that was, Nick Fuentes out there again, now explaining why he's not supporting Donald Trump and why the entire world is just out to get him. I listened to the soundbite.
He's flip-flopped that quickly because didn't he have a Trump flag behind him? So what, did he take down the flag?
I don't know, but he needs people to understand that Trump is just a sellout. And the evidence is based on his fundraising. And if it hadn't been for, you know, Elon Musk and the Edelsons and all these other people, then, you know, his individual donation amounts would have been a higher percentage of his campaign, and then he wouldn't be a sellout. But because all of these people backed him, he somehow is a sellout. I don't get this kid. I don't understand what the younger crowd's attraction is to him. I just don't get it. He's also sort of in the Candace Owens field of claiming that the Jews are just out to get him now.
He kind of reminds me of that woman. Remember Valentina Gomez?
Oh, yeah.
We interviewed here, and I feel like she has developed some sort of a base because of the shock and awe of what she posts online. She's intentionally crude and says she kind of defines rage bait.
She's
back. For the other side.
She's back. I had a soundbite from her.
Isn't she running for Congress in Texas?
Yes. Yes, I had a soundbite from her. Must have been, I guess it must have been before Thanksgiving because I was trying to search for it here and couldn't find it. She is back. She's running for Congress on an anti-Muslim platform.
I don't like her. I'm sorry. She's not my cup of tea. She just is too intense. She's rude, and I can back some of her conservative values, but there is a line for me. Just because you have an R next to your name does not mean I'm going to support you. Doesn't mean I'm going to go support the Democrats, but there's a lot more than just the letter that's next to your name that's going to, you know, cause me to want to vote for you.
She is definitely running for Congress down in Texas right now. All right, we've got some tickets to give away. We're going to do that right here, correct? Ah, there it is. There's that notable slash lead. Listen to that. You'd know that anywhere. We got tickets to Guns N' Roses. They're going to be at Busch Stadium next August when it's going to be a whole lot warmer than it is right now. Why are you laughing at me, Ethan?
It's for Guns N' Roses, not
Did
Guns
I say
Roses.
Hoses again?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you not just 2 minutes ago say you weren't going to... Guys, it took him about 60 seconds to screw it up again. Let the record reflect.
That is months and months of Guns N' Roses reads. Sorry, we're giving away tickets to the band. I promise you. 314-241-9797. Caller number 9, Kim. Caller number 9 is going to win the tickets at 314-241-9797. In the meantime, we will get to a break. Good luck to you. We're going to get to Shannon Bream in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you heard me talking about this going into the break, and that is this case out of New Jersey that is now before the United States Supreme Court. And what the state of New Jersey did in that case, and I'm going to talk to Shannon Bream about it more in just a few minutes, is they basically, nobody complained, but somebody probably from the progressive left pointed out that there was a pro-life pregnancy center that was apparently taking too much business away from the abortion doctors at Planned Parenthood. So the left-wing government in the state of New Jersey and the attorney general looked at their website and, based on looking at their website, decided that they were somehow in violation of New Jersey law by what they had on their website and the way they directed people to get pregnancy care, pre-pregnancy care. And they prosecuted them under a state law. And what the cases ended up being is an argument by the pregnancy planning clinic about their First Amendment rights to say what they want on their website. And the questioning yesterday in the Supreme Court, when they heard the arguments on this, Justice Clarence Thomas just stole the day because he couldn't get the lady to understand what exactly was going on. So not the lady, the attorney for New Jersey, to understand what the issue was here. There were no complaints. Listen to cut four, please.
Did you have complaints that formed the basis of your concern about the fundraising activities here?
We certainly had complaints about crisis pregnancy centers that petitioned.
No, about this crisis pregnancy center.
So I think we've been clear from the outset that we haven't had complaints about this specific.
So you had no basis to think that they were deceiving any of their contributors?
I don't think that's correct, Your Honor. I think we had carefully canvassed all of the public information that is provided on the website of First Choice in making a determination that we wanted to initiate an investigation.
But you had no factual basis.
I don't think that's true, Your Honor. I think, for example, you could take a look at a comparison between the donation page for First Choice that we have carved out from the very beginning.
So you had no complaints?
We had no complaints, but the state governments, federal government, initiate investigations all the time in the absence of complaints.
Wow. Wow. Let's get to Shannon, please.
Shannon is gonna hurt.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. All right, Shannon Bream, welcome back. I know you were on hold there listening to that, but you've heard it before. Justice Thomas just sliced and diced him yesterday, didn't he?
It was a striking moment. I mean, you've got this group of crisis pregnancy centers, faith-based, who said, listen, the state showed up with a subpoena. They wanted our donor's name and information. And, you know, Justice Thomas was the one who made clear during those arguments before the Supreme Court, there was not a complaint against those crisis pregnancy centers that, you know, instigated this state investigation. So to get them to admit that, acknowledge it on the record in open court, in front of all nine justices and everybody who is going to make a decision in this case was a really big moment.
Yeah, but come on, like the New Jersey guy said, you know, you don't have to have a complaint for the state to prosecute you. Mm-hmm. Like, but the question is, what was your motivation then? If there was nobody was harmed by it, mm-hmm. why are you doing it? Now, this is a First Amendment case, right?
Well, yes, it's a fight over the subpoena that came from a state authority. Well, when it came in, First Choice, these crisis pregnancy centers, went to federal court because they said this is a constitutional issue. This is, you know, impinging on our First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of association with our donors. And it's going to have a huge chilling effect if people who donate to us know that their names, address, contact information could be publicly disclosed and in some way, you know, suggesting that they would be disparaged for being involved with this pro-life pregnancy center. And, you know, there were some of the justices and certainly the arguments from the state of New Jersey, like, well, it's just speculative that these would ever be released or that there would be any chilling effects. But several of the justices, including Justice Kagan, said, come on, you get a subpoena and it's coming out asking for this information and you're just told by the state, oh, the information will never go anywhere. She said, that's not reassuring. So even she had doubts about exposing these donors.
Wow. That could be a huge case. I'm anxious to see how they end up ruling on that.
Mm-hmm.
The other big case I noticed yesterday was this Judge Boasberg. His name keeps popping up. I don't remember mm-hmm. the last time I heard one federal judge's name this often, but this is a decision on the January 6th defendants, correct?
Yes. And so, and this case may come up again because we know that there were, you know, hundreds, thousands of January 6th defendants. And essentially, they were pardoned by President Trump, and they wanted the fees back that they had paid out in connection with being charged in these crimes. And, you know, they had appealed to Judge Boasberg before, saying, like, we should get this money back. We're pardoned now. And he said no initially, but there were a couple of more things procedurally that happened with the D.C. Circuit and some other courts where he came back and said, okay, you're going to get these fees refunded that you paid, these fines that you paid out. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see other January 6th defendants who are out of pocket for expenses related to their cases go and say, hey, you need to make me whole now.
Shannon, Trump is saying that he's revoked all of Biden's auto pen pardons. So can he do that?
Well, listen, back to 1866, the Supreme Court has been very supportive of presidential pardons, says they can't be undone. They give a lot of latitude, saying it's an Article II power. We don't infringe on that. So I think really the question for President Trump is not going to be whether he can just post on social media and say they're all null and void. I don't think any court's going to recognize that. But the strategy for the White House may be, were they ever valid in the first place? What you'd have to show is that this use of the auto pen was done without President Biden's express consent and understanding about what was being done. Because, listen, using the auto pen, you can do that on bills, you can do it on commutations, you can do it on all kinds of things. But you'd have to go back prior and show Biden didn't know that he was signing off on these things. And that would be the way to go after the legality of them.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Shannon Bream, mm-hmm. our guest, host of Fox News Sunday. The report that's being circulated by the media this morning from the Pentagon watchdog group on Pete Hegseth, they didn't get him on the drug boat thing, so now they claim they've got him on the use of Signal because the watchdog said he could have put troops at risk. Not that he did, but mm-hmm. that he could have. Is this a big deal?
Well, listen, this is not a day I'm sure that he and his team have been looking forward to, but they are claiming victory. This seems to be one of those Rorschach test things. You've got senators and Democrats and folks out there saying, you know, he must be fired. He's got to resign. The president needs to call for his termination right now. And then you've got the Pentagon saying he's completely exonerated by this report. So in Washington, a lot of these reports turn into those Rorschach tests, and that seems like that's how this one's playing out today.
Yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. It seems like a lot, as I just glanced at the report. Shannon, I'm pretty sure you'll probably be talking about this on Sunday, but even Martha Raddatz at ABC had to admit yesterday that the boat that got bombed, the two guys on it crawled back on board and re-engaged. And that's why they did the second strike. This blows that Washington Post story out of the water even more, so to speak.
Yeah, and there's a lot that we've learned that wasn't 100% accurate or fully in context from what came from that initial reporting. So it seems like the position from the administration now is, listen, they could have called for backup. There could have been another narco boat that would have shown up. They could have gotten the cargo. They could have, you know, all kinds of things that sound like the argument's going to be we were eliminating a threat. The threat still existed with these two and that boat and the fact that they may be calling for backup. So, you know, the second strike was legitimate. I got to tell you, this weekend we were doing a special show from the Reagan Defense Forum out in at the Reagan Library in California. And so Secretary Hegseth's going to be there. We've got a bipartisan group of senators that will be on the show to talk about Venezuela, to talk about these strikes, the war powers, all of those things. So we're doing a very deep dive on defense this weekend. And the timing, we couldn't have planned it, but it seems pretty good.
Yes, it is. We'll be watching, Shannon. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Appreciate that. Shannon Bream back in just a minute with Griff Jenkins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, so no, the last administration went too far. So the law was very clear. This is about combustion engines. And so the Biden Buttigieg administration, they calculated EVs, they calculated hybrids in the calculus. And so they gave you a standard that a combustion engine could never meet. And so we brought it back to what the law actually says we should do, looking at combustion engines, making slow, gradual increases in efficiency.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Watch your back. All right, Griff, welcome in, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. And it was so great to hear Kim's voice when I called in, who's back in the chair and rocking and rolling.
I'm like, Griff, I don't think I've talked to you in about 3 months.
At least.
Oh, listen, you didn't miss anything. No news happened.
I heard, yeah, pretty quiet.
Nothing. Yeah, it's really honestly, it's like you could have gone to sleep, woken up, and nothing changed at all in the world.
Well, I don't think I slept much, but yeah, you're right. It's always how it works, though. It's like you go for a little bit of time and it feels like everything changes.
Yeah, although I will say there is one class of individual who has noticed a change, and that is the Venezuelan narco drug boat runners. Things have not gone well for them in the last 3 months you've been gone.
Well, yeah, that's true. I love that soundbite from Sean Duffy that I played off the top there. When I saw what the president did yesterday with these these emission standards and rolling all that back. I was shocked to hear. I don't know how I missed this. I knew Biden had an anti-energy policy. I was shocked to hear that United States car makers paid $130, $140, $150 million in carbon emission fines last year for not meeting these ridiculously high emission standards or fuel mileage standards.
Right. Well, and, you know, that was it was interesting because, you know, when you listen to Kamala Harris, and I've listened to some of her, now she's been doing this 107 days thing.
Yeah.
She talked about how, you know, one thing she would do, basically, she's been saying quietly, I would just do what Trump did, which was to cut out regulation, have these good ideas, and then deliver results. And this is kind of another case where, okay, we're going to try and you know, make things better, more efficient for not only the American taxpayers, but also for the environment and all these other things. And what happened? It turned into a disaster costing people $1,000 a car. By the way, you're bearing the lead today, which is a little bit unrelated, but certainly good for the American consumer. And that is, I just was seeing today that Toyota is going to release the Toyota Hilux. They call it Hilux, but we refer to it as the Hilux on the American market, which is going to be a Toyota pickup truck that's going to sell for less than $20,000.
Wow.
And I only care about this because everywhere else in the world, you can buy these, and particularly in Costa Rica, where I go every year to go surfing, you rent these. They're cheap to rent, durable as hell. They're fantastic. Of course, I'm biased. I have a Toyota 4Runner.
Right.
I might have to pick one of these Toyota Hiluxes if they're less than $20,000. And guess what? They get pretty darn good fuel efficiency.
So what kind of a truck is it? It's not a full-size pickup truck, right?
No, it's not tiny, but it's not as big as like a Ford F-150, but it's just a little Toyota standard, nothing fancy, no bells and whistles, good looking truck, but I think it might also help young people who are having trouble affording buying a car. This is every 25-year-old guy's dream vehicle and they can afford it.
Look, the people are taking on these crazy payments for their cars.
Why haven't they sold it here before?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I've said that forever because every time I go down and rent one in Costa Rica, I'm like, well, how do we not have this car in the U.S.?
Yeah, no kidding. Is it standard shift? Maybe that's it. That's the best anti-theft method in America. Just put a standard shift in it.
Well, they are in Costa Rica.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the ones that I've rented there. But, you know, look. You grow up. Learn to drive a stick.
I'm with you.
Hey, are you
I
proud?
Learned to drive on a stick.
I do know how to. I know as well.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not great at it, but I drove my sisters around for, I don't know, a handful of months, stalled it a bunch of times. I'd freak out anytime I was on a hill.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I understand the apprehension. There's three pedals instead of two.
What are you going to do?
But eventually you figure it out. It's called the clutch, and it's your friend.
Boy, that's the truth. What do they got you covering today, Griff?
You know, it's interesting. Today, they put me on a story about, you know, we just had a third Afghan, an ISIS-K Afghan national that was released into the U.S. under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome. Turned out he was not far from the Capitol, arrested here in D.C. And it comes while a D.C. judge just ruled to try and block warrantless immigration arrest. And so that's a big flashpoint here between these judges and in this administration. And you've had the Border Patrol Chief Operating Officer Commander Greg Bovino out there saying, listen, the Supreme Court tells us that we need reasonable suspicion, not individualized probable cause. You've got on the one case actual warrants that ICE are trying to bring violent criminals that, if, you know, orders for removal and all that, that's targeted. But then also the raids that you've seen, some of them in the Home Depot parking lots and that sort of stuff, that the Bovino has cast wider nets and found a lot of people that are here illegally, some with criminal backgrounds, some that don't, but they're breaking the law by being here illegally, particularly if they have more than one reentry on their record. That's a felony, not a misdemeanor crime that's been broken. But there's a real fight right now, at least with this Obama-appointed judge in D.C. that's trying to put handcuffs on ICE instead of criminals.
Excuse me, Your Honor. You do know the name of the agency is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're enforcing our customs laws. Why are you not allowed to ask somebody about their legal status if that's your job? I'm baffled by that.
It's baffling to see not only the judges with exactly that take, Mark, but also, you know, Democrats. There was a hearing yesterday on ICE and the like, and you had Representative Pramila Jayapal that's really leading this new tack on the Democrat, where they're kind of admitting really where they stand out loud, where she just says, well, immigration's not a crime. Being here illegally is not a crime. It's like, excuse me, Title 8, U.S. Code 1325 makes it illegal to be to cross the border illegally.
Thank you.
And then 1326 makes it a felony for the second cross. But Democrats seem to be leaning in to this whole idea that at the end of the day, we don't like home depot raids, and we also just think everybody here who's illegally in the country, well, maybe we should just let them stay.
It's true. Griff, I know you head up to New York, what, on Fridays now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It depends on, you know, they've dragged me up there sometimes on Thursday, sometimes keep me past Monday, spending a lot of time in New York. I'm learning the subway system quite well to be able to get to my various Soul Cycle classes. So I
still doing
shape,
it.
But,
hey,
I love it.
I'll tell you, I'm going to tease some. I don't know if this is going to happen, so don't hold me to it if it doesn't. But one thing that's interesting is I'm wondering if we'll talk really about what Admiral Bradley is going to say to lawmakers today, because when I do Fox and Friends on the weekend, I've got that great, giant, big wall, and it would be really interesting maybe if we put the tape of the video that's public that we have out there so people can see, because if you look closely at that strike, when the first strike happens, you do see, even in the short version of the video we've got, the front of the bow is intact. You can see people moving up there. You can see drugs, and that's with just our, you know, naked eye. So it'll be interesting to see what the, you know, enhanced video that Bradley will share details with. But at the end of the day, if there is a case to be made that this video shows that Bradley was well within his right to try and stop a drug run that was attempting to be continued with other drug runners in the neighborhood, that could very much change the narrative that Democrats want to paint on this.
And if there was a judge advocate member there, a JAG officer approving it before it happened, that blows their case out of the water even more, excuse the pun. So anyway.
It does. And Bradley, by the way, had a legal advisor with him when he made the decision, according to a Wall Street Journal exclusive awesome. Article today. So there you go.
Well, Griff, we'll be watching you this weekend, my buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Kim, welcome back. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Griff Jenkins there in D.C. right now, headed to New York tomorrow for Fox and Friends this weekend. Always great to get him on here. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We're getting a little bit of pushback, Kim. I don't know if you saw that online for our Candace Owens comments earlier. We'll explain what that was all about.
Candace has mentioned several times that the ball is in our court. So here's what is going to happen. In the near future, there will be a live stream here in Phoenix where we address in a clear and comprehensive way the claims and accusations, the false accusations that have been made against Charlie's family, friends, and the people here at Turning Point. We plan to walk through everything carefully and thoroughly. If Candace is available, we would sincerely welcome her participation in that live stream at our studio here in Phoenix. At this point, we believe the ball is back in her court.
Yeah, that was the TPUSA, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk producer there, saying that they've extended an invitation to Candace Owens to come on. Now, the reason, if you haven't been following the bouncing ball, the reason that's important is that Candace Owens has, while referring to herself as a Charlie Kirk insider and sharing text messages with him and all this stuff prior to his death, has now also latched onto some theory that that, like, Erica, correct me if I'm wrong here, Kim, something to the effect that if Erica Kirk's not been upset enough about this and that other people were responsible for Charlie's death other than the guy they have in custody.
Yeah, she's
do I have that right?
Yeah, she's accused Erica Kirk of having something to do with it. Mikey McCoy, Charlie's chief of staff, said that it was some weird reaction after it happened that he got on the cell phone, and that was sketchy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mentioned this earlier when we were discussing it during Kim's first segment this morning. I don't listen to Candace all that much. I've tuned into a couple of her segments on, you know, where she believes President Macron's wife is a man and some stuff like that that she's gone out there on. This one is a bridge too far. I've tried to listen to her reasoning here. I can't follow it. It's very conspiratorial. The Jews are involved. They don't have the right guy. Maybe TPUSA had something to do with it, if I understood her correctly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dawn earlier on Facebook said Candace Owens is correct. It's shameful that you don't listen to her podcasts. We who follow her are not in a cult. I cannot listen to you all anymore. So sad. I don't know. I do listen to some of what she has to say, but she's really kind of lost me on some of this. I don't follow her reasoning or what her purpose would be to say some of these hurtful things about Charlie Kirk.
She's gone too far with these allegations. By the way, Candace did accept the invitation to
She's
join the live
on.
Stream. We don't have a date and on when this is going to happen, but I would imagine pretty soon. And she also is revealing text messages between she and Charlie, and something as simple as, hey, Charlie texted me this selfie when he was about to go on a date. I think it was with Erica, his now wife. And he sent me this, and he said, hey, should I wear this outfit? And it just seems as though she's trying to show the world, look, we were really close. This is justifying why I would know this information. I get it, Candace. You guys were friends back in the day. But you know what? You weren't as close lately.
They need to do it as a pay-per-view because it'll be must-watch podcast when it happens. When we get the date, we'll let you know, and I'll try not to be tongue-tied. All right. Have yourself a great Thursday morning. Kilmeade's up next. Kim and Ethan, Sue, and I will be back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.